What do? We do FHN Dial-A-Doc, and here today we are joined from the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center by Dr. Rashad Shaikh. Dr. Shaikh, good morning. Hello to you.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's great to talk to you. Dr. Shaikh, I know that you treat patients at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. Can you give us a quick overview of the services offered there?
Sure, absolutely. The Cancer Center here in Freeport has for decades in Stevenson County been a beacon of hope for many people residing in Freeport and the surrounding communities. And it offers a freestanding comprehensive center that offers the latest evidence-based cancer treatment utilizing the full spectrum of chemotherapy, biological treatments, targeted therapy, a therapy called endocrine therapy, which is manipulating hormone pathways for cancer, and the latest form of treatment for cancer called immunotherapy, which many people hear on the radio and see in the news. And complementing this as well is our sophisticated radiation treatment delivery techniques for cancer that we have available. And we also offer the full range of genetic screening for cancers and also the opportunity, the very unique opportunity, to participate in clinical trials for cancer right here in the community.
I know, Dr. Shaikh, of course, we're in summer now, and skin cancer is a big issue, and one of the primary things you can talk about today is skin cancer. My understanding is that there are several types, different types of skin cancer. Tell us what the most common types are.
In terms of skin cancer, there are predominantly three types that people are most concerned about and are informed about. The most common cause of skin cancer is something called basal cell carcinoma of the skin. That's the most common type that is found. Often that is easily mitigated by just removing it in the dermatologist's office. The second most common is something called squamous cell cancer of the skin, which is also, for the most part, easily removed by surgery alone. And the third most common skin cancer, however, the most deadliest, potentially, is malignant melanoma. Now, all of these cancers are, in terms of risk factors, the predominant risk factor is excessive sun exposure, but there are different variants of these types of cancers that can be more aggressive. So even the most common basal cell carcinoma in some unique situations can be a bit more aggressive than the majority of cases, but for the most part, the cancer that is of most concern is the third one that was mentioned, which is the malignant melanoma, which is known to be one that can actually spread rather rapidly.
All right. And, of course, that you call it, in medical terms, it metastasizes. Is that that's the issue?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And with melanoma, what's unique about it is that, unlike the other types of skin cancers mentioned, which spread superficially on the surface of the skin, melanoma has a propensity to invade straight down into the skin. So it has a higher tendency to get to the blood supply and to get to the lymph nodes.
We're talking to Dr. Rashad Shaikh, FHN, and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Dr. Shaikh, I think you've answered this already, but I'll ask it anyway. Does sun exposure actually really cause skin cancer?
That is absolutely true. There are some skin cancers that are caused through genetic syndromes and other types of mutations that can run in families, but well over 80%, and I would also say more than 90% of skin cancers are caused by overexposure to UV radiation, predominantly UVB. And this includes UV rays from the sun, but also includes, especially in our society, we're a very vain society, from tanning salons, tanning lamps, and sunbeds. So the UV radiation does directly damage our skin cells, and this DNA damage can accumulate over time and can increase the risk of spontaneous mutations or trigger genetic mutations that were inherent in the person to actually cause skin cancer. So that is absolutely the predominant risk factor, and that is overexposure to UV radiation from the sun, as well as these other things. Yeah.
I assume that just like the other doctors in other area, prevention is, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure kind of thing. And I guess sunscreen is an issue. And I see the SPF out there. And, can you decipher that SPF and sunscreens for us here, make it simple for us this morning?
SPF just stands for sun protective factor. And you know, there's no sunscreen that can completely block all UV radiation, but the minimum SPF we should use is SPF of 15, which blocks 93% of the UV rays. And then we have higher levels of SPF, but they're not additive at all. So there's SPF 30, that blocks 97%, and then you have SPF 50, which blocks 98% of UVB rays. So none of this stuff is additive, but the higher you go, you know, technically the better it is, but you should have a minimum of SPF 15. So that should suffice for most cases.
Doc, what about the chances of someone actually dying from skin cancer?
Skin cancer in oncology and cancer medicine in general is the lion's share of cancer worldwide. So if you were to take all the cancers from breast cancer, colon cancer, and add them all up, none of that in terms of incidence would add up to the total number of skin cancer cases. So skin cancer is actually the most common cancer regardless. However, in terms of dying from skin cancer, fortunately, is not as nearly as high as other types of cancers that we see. But in terms of skin cancer, more than two people die of skin cancer in the United States every hour. So having five or more sunburns doubles your risk for melanoma, for example, especially if you have had these intense sunburns and peelings during childhood. So when detected early, the five-year survival for melanoma specifically can be very high as 99%. That is, you know, just being vigilant about skincare is very important, and knowing your family history is very important.
Doc, I know you talked about the sunscreen. What about people just staying out of the sun altogether? Is that a good idea?
Absolutely not. I don't think we need to be vampires. You know, the sun is very integral to our immune system, especially when it comes to metabolizing vitamin D. And vitamin D is central to our immune system and is very important for bone health and other things as well. So having about 15 minutes sun exposure to our arms, legs, belly, and our back about three times a week or so should suffice for vitamin D production. So, you know, you do need the sun. It also is obviously important for emotional and mental health as well. But it's just the excessive sun exposure without adequate protection is what we should be cautious about, but we should not avoid the sun at all.
And let's get back to the treatment at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center. Typically, how is skin cancer treated, Doc?
The fundamental treatment for skin cancer always will involve removing the primary cancer by surgical resection, by a qualified surgeon, or even just dermatology if the lesion is contained and is very small. You know, in some scenarios, and depending on the type of skin cancer, additional surgery may be required. Radiation may also be necessary. And even what I was mentioning earlier, immunotherapy may be required as well, especially if it's an advanced melanoma or stage 4 melanoma that we unfortunately do see in some cases.
And what about prevention again? Anything overall that we can help prevent skin cancer?
I think people should just be cognizant of their sun exposure history and experiences, such as if they are known to burn or peel easily from sun exposure, and or if, you know, if they have a family history of melanoma, you know, avoiding routine tanning beds and, you know, utilizing adequate SPF of at least 15 sunscreen is predominantly all that would be necessary.
And before you leave, Doc, of course, at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center, you treat more than just skin cancer. Any other helpful hints for trying to prevent other types of cancer as well?
My general personal advice for family, friends, and patients, I just simply say that, you know, you should try to maintain a healthy body mass index, also known as BMI. You know, obesity has been linked to over 80% of cancers across the board. So, you know, exercising regularly, avoiding any and all processed foods, avoiding useless carbs, especially excessive white bread and white rice, trying to minimize and avoid carbonated drinks, eat organic, try to quit smoking, abstain from drinking alcohol if you can, and really just start, you know, try to improve your sleep hygiene by, you know, really being selfish about how much sleep you get and improving your sleep schedule, getting 5 to 8 hours every night of quality rest. Maintain family and friendship bonds, and never stop stimulating your mind and soul. You know, about you either continue to do something that you love, or have a hobby.
All right, Doc, great information. Where could people find out more information about what we talked about today?
They can go to FHN.org, or they can call the Cancer Center directly at 815-599-7000.
All right, Dr. Shake, great information. Great to talk to you, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Rashard Shake here today on the FHN Dial the Doc program, the preceding brought to you today by FHN.